What country did it come from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree. Zagreb FM Zloty Kijev.
Hello and welcome to Put in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
Very well, Terry, very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
So, how have you been? I've been well.
I too am well.
I tell you what, I'll level with you right now. I have absolutely zero news today. Nothing.
Okay.
Literally nothing. Just the way I like it. Nothing has happened.
You've just existed for the last 7 days.
I tell you what,
stasis.
I'm back on social media now.
My
2 week cleanse is up. It was supposed to be a 66-day cleanse, if you recall, but my now revised 2 week plan is up, and I'm back on it. But I have to say, I'm on it less. The cleanse has been good. I feel less sort of inclined to always check it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's had some sort of positive benefit.
As sad as it is to say, that is the battle, isn't it?
It is, and it's terrible. Yeah. But it's true.
It's like, why am I looking at this here? Okay.
I realize
why I'm looking at it.
Did you watch the Social Dilemma yet?
No. Oh. I have no interest in it.
Social media
is bad, is the thesis statement.
Yeah, but it's really good. It's just a really well put together documentary or whatever. Very good.
It's a documentary.
You love watching shit. So, you know.
Yeah, I do. I love watching stuff
scripted.
That isn't shit.
You like scripted television.
I love a story, Andy. So even if it's a documentary and it tells a story, I'm in. Is that already open?
No.
No.
You tell me, huh?
Well.
It's a Coke Zero, if you're asking. Oh, where's he gone? Okay, he's gone. Well, folks, it's just us, so I guess you better just crack into it. We're talking about the 138th episode spectacular of The Simpsons. It was... Jesus, I'm terrible at it.
Hold it.
Oh, you're here.
Hold it right there, dirtbag. See, the great thing about my
glass
of milk, straight out of the fridge, I was like, where did I leave my milk? Of course, I left it back in the fridge.
You're only
because...
missing.
It had been 20 minutes sitting here waiting for you, pal.
Oh, I can't believe how often you've thrown this back in my face since we've finally sat
That's
down.
Two thus far, Andy.
That's two thus far. Yeah, all you're missing is the long cap with the, you know, the night cap or whatever you call it. Sleep hat? What's it called?
The Mr. Burns. Starch. Yeah. Too much starch in my hat, yeah. Simpson.
With matching PJs. Anyway,
well, I went for a glass of milk because my sister and I guess her husband, I don't know who made this, but they made a stew yesterday and they had an abundance left over. So they gave us a stew and mashed potatoes and it was bloody delicious.
Right.
And while I was having it, I was like, what do you want with something as hearty as that? You don't want a Coke with it, you know?
Sure you do.
No, I love a Coke Zero, don't get me wrong, or a Sprite Zero, or 7-Up Free, or, you know, maybe even a Lucozade, but with something like this, I was like, oh, a cold glass of milk.
I do love a cold glass of milk. But like,
I figured, I'm not going to have a beer later on, so I figured I'd just have another glass.
You've gone from the Stone Cold Steve Austin route to the Kurt Angle route, you might say.
It's true. It's damn true.
Very good.
Yeah, that's why we're getting the listens these days, huh?
Today we had, or yesterday we had our highest ever recorded day.
Tell them the figure. Just let them know it's a record.
I'm going to have a bit of class. But yeah.
No, because I think if we tell them the record, they'll be like, that's your record?
That's it. It's like Father Ted. Like, she sold one last week. Like, how many is that? That'd be the one.
I don't know if it's me, but I'm constantly trying to be like on Twitter when somebody's like, name a show that people should be watching, and I'm like,
put an edge.
Sometimes like that, but like I'm constantly like saying like Father Ted, the, you know, like it's all these American people. I'm like, I'm just fascinated to see if it translates to people that aren't that? Irish and English.
I only literally 2 days ago watched an American watching Father Ted for the first time, absolutely cracking up.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, and like, man. It was like the scene where he's, you know, being racist, and he's like, "Come on, Google, lighten up," and the Chinese people are there, and all this stuff. He was absolutely creasing. But
brilliant! That makes me happy. I have to say, but nobody ever answers me.
No one. <Sons of bitches. laughs> It's like, you keep saying Father Ted. You are blocked from viewing this event tweet.
Block this guy. Al Jean has now blocked you.
Terry, how have you been?
Andy, how have you been? Look, do I look tired?
You do, yeah.
Because I'm tired, Andy. Tired. So remember I was saying to you last week that Bonnie was off sick?
I do.
And wouldn't you know it, then Faye got sick. Oh. Very, very sick.
Oh, dear.
Like, she's still not 100% at the moment. Now,
but I think COVID test?
No, thankfully for this one, because it came from Bonnie, and Bonnie tested negative.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
But it was... Jesus. Basically, it's been like 6 weeks of like me being sick. We're just passing it around. I'm just fed up, to be honest. It's very... And like, like when it was me and Faye and one of us was sick, it was grand. When we throw a thriving, bouncing baby into the mix, my God, like
it's a little different.
Yeah, you're telling me. So, in fairness, the best thing has been since she's been back better. She's been in great spirits, Bonnie.
Well, that definitely helps. The thing.
Yeah, 100%.
If you could have anyone be sick, it'd be one of you two.
Of course. But then the whole thing is like, I'm kind of wearing myself out, and I'm like, I can't get sick.
Yeah.
Because then what happens?
The whole house of cards crumbles.
Yeah. This thing is held together with scotch tape and popsicle sticks. I'm a little tired. I'm looking forward to the weekend, to be honest. You know, like Faye has been up in bed most of the week, so it's given me a chance to watch some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, Andy.
Go on.
I finally did it. I pulled the pin. I watched Venom.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Hardy is enjoying himself, so I kind of enjoyed it, but like, it's not good.
Right.
But like Tom Hardy's going for it. Like,
right, and like, he's all in.
The script, like, it seems really weird that like he seems to be pushing for this film to get made. The director is your man who did Zombieland, but like,
oh yeah, I like that.
That was his best. That he peaked after Zombieland, in my opinion. Really? Like, that was his first movie, and then I was like, I don't think he's very good, TBH. But there's certain lines in it where it's like he plays Eddie Brock, this investigative journalist.
100% he came up with that name.
No, that's in the comics.
Oh, really? Okay.
But yeah, he's doing stuff like there's a whole thing where like his life gets ruined. He loses his fiance, his job, everything, and like he's in a bar talking to the bartender, and he gets into a bit of like, not even an argument, but just a bit of back and forth with somebody, and it's like, wait a minute, aren't you Eddie Brock? And he like does this, and he just like looks off, and he's like, used to be, and like drinks whiskey. I'm like, no, you can't write that. Like, you can't, like, in this day and age, you can't put that in a script and like say it with a straight face and like
it's such a cliche.
Yeah, like I'm enjoying it because I know it's terrible, but like they're being earnest writing
but
this.
Isn't Venom supposed to be a bad guy?
Yeah, Venom's the bad guy in the Spider-Man movies. In this, they kind of make him. How would you say it? He's kind of like the anti-hero.
Like, look at him. Like, how could you root for someone so revolting?
Well, Andy, the thing is about Venom is...
Go on.
He's a loser just like Eddie Brock on his own planet. So they're the perfect match for one another.
On his own planet?
Yeah. Venom... the whole thing with Venom is he's a symbiote from outer space.
Oh, okay.
So, like, he takes form when he attaches to somebody.
Right,
you look at me as if I'm talking nonsense to you here, Andy. This is day one.
No, it's perfectly plausible. To be honest, you had me a Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy enjoying
himself.
I tell you, the
cast, I was looking at the cast and it's like, it's Tom Hardy who's good most of the time.
Brilliant,
they got
amazing.
Like Michelle Williams, like, do you like her?
From Dawson's Creek, sure.
Shut up. Like,
I'm sorry?
From Dawson's Creek. No.
Yeah,
from
what else is she?
I don't know. She's won like 2 Oscars, I think, or at least one.
For what?
She won one for Manchester by the Sea. Fucking
Oscar
good movie.
Oscar fodder. Tough. I'll tell you already, it's tough. Oscar fodder. That was made to get an Oscar. That wasn't made for me and you. That was made for the Academy.
Well, I went to see it.
I know nothing about it.
It's about like a guy who is divorced from his wife and you don't know why until halfway through the film. And then when you realize why, you're like, oh man,
I think I remember you saying that.
Yeah, like it's like as a parent now watch it, I'm like, I wish they didn't show me why they got divorced. Like, oh god,
well,
it's so hard. And like he is Casey Affleck is fantastic in it, but like, and she's brilliant in it. I think they both won Oscars.
I'll take her, Dawson. Like, see, Dawson's Creek was where I was introduced to her. And I haven't really seen much of her in other things. So
I don't
want to
wait.
For that's back on Netflix now.
It's on Netflix, I know.
Yeah. As is Sister Sister, I noticed.
I was watching some of the early episodes.
Oh,
yeah. I'll tell you.
The early episodes.
Yeah, we started from episode one. So,
I never go near the curly haired Sister Sister. I always wait till they both have the stray hair. That's when it gets proper funny, I think.
It's weird that it's like they were like talking to the camera like Clarissa. That kind of like that was what it was, that show. The two of them were like talking to the camera. Like, you're breaking the fourth wall.
Isn't it mad that like Clarissa, like she was supposed to be like in high school and then like
Sabrina
Vanessa
was in high
John
school
Hart
for another 10
for like
years.
10 years. She's 16 forever.
Didn't you
then,
graduate like
the
5 years ago?
You hear she flunked again? Oh, you boys ready to bust some ass? Oh, stop.
I was shooting from a mountain top.
And then the college years. You know what I was reading, or what I was listening to McConaughey's audiobook about? Like, Dazed and Confused was his first role.
Yeah, first movie.
He was only supposed to have 3 lines. He ended up like having like way more, obviously. And his first line, I didn't ever realize, in film was all right, when he comes up.
Yeah.
And he said like that, like there was no dialogue really written for him. It was like, you're in this car, she's like, and he came up with the suggestions like, it's like, what if I have a thing for redhead girls and all this sort of stuff. And then, so he's like, yeah, okay, let's try it. So he got in the car and then he just made up the dialogue there, which I just think is amazing. Like, it's like, you should lose the 2 geeks and come with me.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool. You should lose the 2 geeks and come with me.
Randall, Pink, Floyd.
Yeah.
No, Sister Sister is great. Like, they're good. Good. I think I forgot how funny Lisa was.
Yeah, I never really... we always used to say that Ray was Craig Cannon from our school.
I remember you used to say that,
Oh, it just fits. Anyway,
I don't think it fits at all. But whatever, like,
no one else will.
Craig
get
Cannon
this, so
is more
I'll
like Art
well
Garfunkel than Tim Reed.
That's just the fro.
Yeah, exactly what you're saying.
Yet,
like,
and yet we're saying he looks like the white guy. Look, I'm on dangerous ground here. I'm just gonna dance.
I'm trying to think, what else have I... I'll tell you what I started to watch.
Yes?
Well, I've started to introduce Bonnie to, and she loves it, yes, on YouTube. The Muppets. Like, their Muppet music, you know, little, the whatever they do, you know, Octopus's Garden and stuff like that, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, like, it's all musical clips from the old Muppet shows. They're on YouTube.
Oh, deadly.
So there's, like, Octopus's Garden, there's, like, Lime and the Coconut. Or, like, brilliant, you know, the Swedish chef?
Yeah.
He's doing, like, popcorn, you know, like, do-do-do-do-do-do. She was bloody loving it.
Both of you swear by the sounds of it.
Oh, yeah, me even more so. So I kind of started to watch the movie on Disney Plus.
I watched that. Well, the Christmas Carol I watched.
Oh, yeah, but, like, I mean, the, you know, the relaunch of it that they made in, like, 2011. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
With Jason Segel. Yeah, it was great, man.
Yeah, I liked it. I remember
I was on a, I just pissed myself laughing. They're doing the whole musical number at the start. And it's like, I got everything that I need right in front of me. And then, like, right at the end, he, like, comes into the school and he's like, right in front of me. And, like, it's just no music and all the kids are just staring at him. Like, what a guy. I think he wrote it as well.
Oh, brilliant. Jason Segel?
Jason Segel wrote it, and Britt from Flight of the Conchords wrote the music.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Is Britt...
Not Jermaine Clement.
Oh, right.
He's Britt McKenzie.
All right. I'm unfamiliar, to be honest with you.
Now. He's the other one.
I have to say, when we were watching the Christmas Carol, and there was a bit in it that made Joni laugh, I think, harder than I've ever heard her laugh, was when... like there. It was going on in the background. They were like walking, Scrooge was walking across the street, and there were these carol singers, and one of the carol singers is like getting too boisterous and like hit the other one in the face, and the other one just had this sort of like shaken look and then just started like shoving the rest of them. She kept wanting to rewind it all the time. Like,
man, the Muppets are fucking deadly.
Yeah, they're great.
Even a Christmas Carol, like there's a bit in it where Michael Caine is trying to sing, like, there's a time, like, he just can't hit the note.
And I think it was you who was saying to me that, like, the best thing about that is that, like, Michael Caine plays it completely, like, he's straight. In his mind, he's not in a Muppet movie.
He's, like, he's in, like, Shakespeare. 100%. Whatever.
Like, that's what, you know, makes it, like.
Yeah, it's, well, that's the thing. Like, and it's the same with Tim Curry in Muppet Treasure Island, where, like.
Oh, yeah.
He's that whole thing where he's like, you're not going to rat me out, Jim, are we? He's like, I can't kill you. Like, when he's like I'm tearing up proper even emotion. Thinking about him. Yeah, 100%. Like,
really?
Oh, Jim, I can't stay mad at you.
Yeah. I remember when I found I was looking for the clip to put in when you mentioned it the last time, and I was like, oh, this is good.
There's no way he should be given that kind of, like, pathos.
Yeah.
For that fucking literally puppet
movie.
Yeah, you know, it's not quite a mop, it's not quite a puppet,
but man, oh man.
But to answer your question, well, I don't really know.
Well, Terry, listen, can I talk to you about The Simpsons, or do you have any more?
No, that's as good a segue as anyway. I mean, we're talking Troy McClure, and this is essentially a Troy McClure showcase.
Yeah, it really is. Let's get into it, right? It is the 10th episode, Terry, of The Simpsons' 7th season, if you didn't know that, airing on December 3rd, 1995. It's the third Simpsons clip show after, so it's come to this, a Simpsons clip show and another Simpsons clip show. And I'll tell you right now, this one surpasses them both by a landslide.
It's the best one so far. Yeah. I don't know if it's my... maybe it's my favourite one, although I do love the musical one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll say this is number one until we get to then.
Well, number one so far in my book.
It was one of the most watched.
If you remember the last clip show episode we did, we barely talked about The Simpsons.
We really skimmed over the top.
We were like, oh, whatever. Like
15 minutes of Simpsons content on that one.
Yeah.
But to be honest, they only gave us like a minute of new content.
Yeah. At least this one has. It's something different.
It's different. And this one seems to be like they're like, it's almost made for the writers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're sort of, a lot of the jokes are in jokes to each other. Excuse me. It was written by John Vitti and directed by David Silverman. Now, John Vitti, again, used the pseudonym Pennywise in the closing credits because he didn't want to be credited for writing a clip show. And David Silverman used the pseudonym Pound Foolish, which is interesting.
Do you know who Pennywise is?
Tim Curry?
You know what? It is Tim Curry from It.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Did you watch the new It's?
I watched 5 minutes of the first one, and then I realized this is not for me. Like the first scene yeah. with the boy was
hey,
good. Yeah,
George.
That was good. But then straight away I was like, okay, you've got me. And then I listened to the dialogue for like 3 or 4 minutes after it. And you know, I keep saying it all the time, but it feels like this. There's something going on in my head where every movie starts with an A+. And then someone will say something stupid dialogue, it's like chunk A-, and now it's at that level, and it can never get back up. And then something dumb will happen, like chunk B, chunk, and it just keeps going down.
I tell you, you're not even going. You're going A+ to A- to B. You're skipping a point on the grade scale every time.
Well, sometimes there are huge gaffes, and they go down a few pegs. But that's how I feel.
That's very
like, okay,
Alan Partridge. line there. Sometimes they're huge gaps.
I may want to split the eggs and the beans. I want that to be my decision. I didn't care for it at all after that. But yeah, Pennywise is it. Were you thinking of something else?
Nope, that's it. I was just thinking of the late. I thought you were going to say it. The clown.
Of course. He's hashtag not my clown, Terry.
Who is your clown?
Tim Curry.
So Pennywise.
Yeah, but the new guy is hashtag not my clown.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I actually thought he was the best thing about the movie. But the movie itself, you saved yourself a bullet not seeing the second one anyway. Let me tell you that.
Shite, was it?
Fucking long.
Where they really annoy me. It's like, if you're going to make a bad movie and you insist on making it longer than it needs to be, like, how dare you?
Yeah. Like, I do think movies generally, like, if you're going to do 2.5 hours, it has to be something
kind
of epic.
It has to not feel like it.
It has to be something kind of epic. Like, what I mean by epic is either, you know, a larger than life sequel or something like that, you know, that is going to be a big conclusion, or something that's been in the making for like 20 years, something like The Irishman or something that is like it's going to be telling the story over 40 years, or you know, something along those lines. Not fucking It the Clown, like.
Speaking of Terry, I know we weren't speaking of this at all. Where's the Adam Sandler project, Terry?
Oh, I've got now, it, my friend.
I'm going to be pushing you for this content, Terry.
You put me on blast on the air again.
I got this by the 1st of December.
Got no writing done the last 2 weeks. I'm still trying to shave off the edges. But I've realized that like I could not be like a career as a writer. I'll come back to it. Like it's all there on the page. Just finish it, Terry.
The pieces of the puzzle are there. You just gotta assemble it.
I just gotta because I'm like moving stuff around. That go better here, or whatever that. And then I'm just like, I'll come back.
Paralysis
to it.
By analysis.
Time, I'm like, I don't want to do work. I just want to watch TV.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna put out a tweet, and I'm gonna say, tune in on December 1st where we have a live presentation of Terry. That'll get your motor running.
I did get a text off a friend of ours asking me to do it in podcast form. It would mean you'd have to watch 6 Adam Sandler movies, Cantwell.
Of me?
Yeah. Well, I'm hardly going to just talk on the mic for 3 hours.
Yeah. This could be like this could be your yesterday. This could be your Eleanor Rigby.
2 songs I don't really
have had
before,
it.
If I'm honest.
All right, bad examples, but you get the idea. Anyway, look, can I veer us back on course here, please?
Hey, man.
Can you please stop talking about your Adam Sandler project? Listen, former showrunner Bill...
Hubert Dubois.
former showrunner Bill Oakley thought the episode was one of the better clip shows. And he said that the staff tried to entertain themselves while producing the clip show, and Oakley said that having the only actor be Phil Hartman as Troy McClure, it was guaranteed to be fun. And Hartman's lines were recorded during the sessions for A Fish Called Selma, which also aired during season 7, which I also cannot wait for. Despite having already left the show by the time the episode was made, a portrait of former producer Sam Simon was drawn by Simon himself after he did not like the original joke for him, which was a no photo available disclaimer. Which I think...
I did like that. There was the, you know, Howard Hughes, you know, Mr. Burns, long fingernails,
yeah, long beard. And lastly, the episode has become study material for sociology courses at the University of California, Berkeley, of course.
USC, where... baby. Spielberg.
So he went?
That's where they all went. Spielberg, really? Coppola, Lucas.
Oh, really?
I think Ron Howard as well. Yeah.
Whoa. A who's who?
Well, they all came up together, you know?
Really? Do they know each other, coming through?
Like, they all came around the same time. Like, so, like, Spielberg and Lucas, like, that's how they ended up doing Indiana Jones together. I think Coppola was a producer on it as well, but they're all buddies.
How mad is that? They're all, like, the biggest directors in the history of film.
And then the next stage went on, like, a few years after him, Spielberg was the guy that, like, went to bat for, like, Zemeckis, who ended up doing, like, Back to the Future, who framed Roger Rabbit, ended up doing Gump. But, like, Spielberg is a producer on his early stuff. I think he's a producer on Back to the Future as well.
Wow. Like,
yeah, so.
I did not know that.
Mad. It's just, like, such a club.
Yeah, I knew Spielberg and Lucas knew each other, obviously. But, yeah, that's crazy.
They're bosom buddies.
Well, at USC, or whatever you said, the episode is used to examine issues of the production and reception of cultural objects, in this case, a satirical cartoon show, and to figure out what it is, in inverted commas, trying to tell audience about aspects primarily of American society and about other societies. I mean, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. Sorry, what? I got the first part, you know, if you're being satirical about a TV show.
I love The Simpsons and I love learning about The Simpsons, but I wouldn't want to talk to anyone who is a member of that class.
Yeah, I find it frustrating. Like,
yes,
especially in the classroom setting where it's like, you know,
talk about sucking the fun out of it.
I'm smarter than you, and this is why, huh? And like, let's just go to the fucking pub and talk about it. Like,
yeah, I feel like that's purely a course to say, like, hey, I'm doing a class on The Simpsons.
Yeah, I'll teach a class on The Simpsons. How about that?
Every week, class is in session, you might say. Monday morning at 7 a.m., class is in session. Huh? You like that one?
You like that, Jeeves?
Anyway, that's all I got, sir. Sorry.
Yes, sir. Very good, sir.
Yes, sir. Quite.
Can I ask you, is there anything there on... So I wonder when I was watching it, you know when they get into the clips from the Tracy Ullman show?
Yes.
Are they actually the clips from the Tracy Ullman show?
Well, Terry, you've really landed me in it here because I only had very, very specific... Hold on there. No, I don't know.
You don't know. Class in session, folks.
I don't know, okay? I don't know. I obviously didn't think it important enough to make a note of it, so I guess not.
It must be.
Yeah, they are the original Tracy Ullman shows. Okay, Jesus, I could have just answered that. Yeah, they are.
But do you know?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Anyway... Shall we get into what we thought?
I'm looking at it here. They are exactly that.
Yeah, told you.
Yeah. So, do you want to get into your notes?
Sure. All right. What have we got
here? No matter. Never mind.
First of all, like, I don't know if it's just the presence of Troy McClure, but, like, I was even laughing at, like, you know the way the audience are applauding him and he's just standing there waiting for it to end. The fact that he waits like 2 seconds of dead silence and then starts talking, already I'm chuckling away.
Like, I was just laughing at the setup, like the set.
Yeah, like the fake
just good.
He really is solely responsible for stringing this episode together. Almost. Yeah,
like
it would be nothing like. Like even when we mentioned it last week, it's like it's 138. I'm like, oh yes, loads of Troy McClure. That's what you think of.
He's the perfect character for it. It's the same when they do the spin-off showcase. It couldn't be anybody else. It has to be this hacky, you know, rent a celebrity. And the fact that like he exists, this is something I was like, what? Examining, I was like, but he exists in the show. And yet he's coming, he comes outside of the show
as
Troy McClure. So I was like, wait a minute. Like, I
never thought of that.
Yeah.
Are they all just actors and he's like an actor on the show in their eyes? You know?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just you start getting into that whole metatextual stuff there.
You know, I do love meta stuff, Terry. I'm finally starting to understand what it is.
Mm-hmm. So
go on.
Sorry, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, I insist. I do like the fact that he had the line of just, again, a little chuckle of America's favorite non-prehistoric cartoon family, or the longest running non-prehistoric cartoon family. And then just the animation of like Groening, Brooks, and Simon is just so funny. Like you can tell they're just having fun with this one.
Like the Groening one, I was like, oh, like it's so jarring.
I actually, when I was a kid, just assumed that was Matt Groening.
I assumed that he would kind of look. I assumed that wasn't exactly him, but like he was like a bald older man. Yes, you know?
They might have embellished with the eye patch.
Like when you think of a cartoonist, that's kind of what I think of.
Yeah,
I don't think of what Matt Groening looks like now, even though it's as an adult, I'm like, yeah, of course he's a fucking geek who wears fucking Hawaiian shirts and drew bunnies.
Can I ask you something, Terry?
Sure.
What does, at this stage in season 7, this is now, please, Simpsons fans, please forgive my ignorance, but what does Matt Groening do exactly? Does he get a final say? Is he just, he started it and now he's raking checks. It in?
Yeah,
because I would never hear his name involved in the production of any episode.
No, he's not a showrunner. Like he's just like EP, like James L. Brooks. Like you know,
wow.
It's just like they got the show up and running. Yeah, 100%. Like
wow.
So as far as I know, anyway, like the name's always here associated in terms of the actual putting together episodes and seasons. Like you say, Al Jean, Mike Rice, Bill Oakley, Joss Weinstein, who was it fucking last time? I always forget season 6 showrunner.
Merkin, did you say?
Yeah, Merkin, yeah. You know, like the pubic wig guy, yeah.
Yeah. well, all the best to him, I guess.
Yeah, like, so, hey, you know. And he's got that Netflix dough rolling in now as well.
For what?
A little show you might remember called Disenchanted.
He's not. I tell you what, I'm pissed off they even get a section of Avatars on Netflix.
Who do?
Disenchantment. You know, the way when you're going through, like loads of characters from Disenchantment. I'm like, oh, come on. Don't give it to anyone. Wait a minute.
You can choose on Netflix. You can. It's changed up. It's not just what they used to be.
Oh, no.
Avatars.
Oh, you can pick from a bunch of different shows. And different characters and all that sort of thing.
Let me do this right now.
You've been on that Amazon train too long, mate.
No,
the world is brighter on Netflix.
You can really be you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. I mean, my
folks,
icon.
You're
was
witnessing
whatever.
History.
Yeah, I'm still lovely.
Smiley face, like red smiley face.
No.
Or?
Oh, here we go. I could pick the Queen from The Crown if I wanted to.
If you were,
I was on the classics. Here we go. Oh well, BoJack Horseman.
I shouldn't have brought this
could
up.
Be a good one. Dark Lucifer. Okay, I see what you mean.
You know what I mean? Disenchantment.
Boss Baby, The Witch, Money Heist. They're all wearing masks.
They're all here.
Brian.
Can we please defenders. Get back to the show?
Yeah, you keep going. Keep going. What were you talking about?
Okay, people, not everyone whose name is not Terry. I'll tell you okay. One thing. Oh.
I got it. I'm going with Mr. Peanut Butter from BoJack Horseman. Okay, folks?
Okay, great. Did I just blow your mind there with those selections?
Yeah, unbelievable, man.
Excellent. Well, Disenchantment shouldn't be there, but it's the point I was trying to make.
I'm going to be big man around house once Faye logs into Netflix tomorrow and sees my icon as Mr. Peanut Butter.
Terry! That's right, baby.
What is this? Some sort of crossover? I mean, that works if you watch the show, can't well.
Yeah, well, I've seen in one episode and... Oh, I mean, it was awful, Terry. I mean, stop
the best,
it. Was
it's the best original Netflix show that they've ever done.
What?
Finally got that crisp out from behind my tooth. It's Thank the God. Best original Netflix show they've ever done.
That Netflix have ever done?
Yeah, their best original show.
Stop it.
Name me stop one it. Better show. Name me one better show.
Making a Murder?
And also, Bad Documentary. Well, I've revisited well, whatever, that. Like. Bad Documentary. Frog is Wrong.
There's not loads of Netflix originals, like.
Give me one. They're all fucking shy, first of all.
No. Well, I'm on the spot now, but I mean, people are listening, just shouting at their whatever they're listening on. Because I'm sure Disenchantment is not the best Netflix original.
BoJack Horseman, you Claude.
How about that? Hey, you're the one
that's
who said
what I'm
it
talking
was.
About. I'm talking about BoJack Horseman.
Okay. I've embarrassed myself here now. I thought you were still talking about Disenchantment. I was like, are you fucking for real? Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm going to edit BoJack, all that out.
But no, leave it in and double it. And it's BoJack Horseman is the best Netflix original show.
Fine, well, I'll give you that because it's very popular. But Disenchantment, I was like, he's actually lost. See how calm I was, even though you, if that had been what you were saying, that would have meant that
you
was...
You were on the phone to the loony bin.
Yeah. That's like it's happened. Anyway, I'm getting back to the show here as you down your milk.
Yeah.
The animation of the first Simpsons, that good night one, it's so odd. You know what I mean?
It's
I mean,
unnerving,
like,
isn't it? Like,
first of all, I mean, you have Homer where he's like, "What is mind? No matter. What is matter?
What is matter?
Never mind.
Never mind."
And then he's like, "It's like super loud." And then Marge, like,
Marge's
why is
Marge
voice so creepy?
Yeah,
and she keeps, she keeps going, like, she's like, "Sweet dreams, don't let that..." Like, what's wrong with her? Like,
good night, Lisa.
Good night, Mom.
Sweet dreams.
Thanks, Mom.
Sleep tight.
I will, Mom.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
I, like, that'd be the type of thing where you wake up in the middle of the night and, like, you'll see Marge in the corner of your room. Sweet dream.
Sweet dream. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Jesus and, like, Christ.
It's like, and if that mocking... Oh, was it? No, it's not the mocking. It's the baby. That would be even creepier, actually. Like,
yeah. But it was all creepy. It was just very creepy.
You a diamond ring.
And then when it cuts, I mean, that's something that I use so often when it cuts back to Troy McClure. It's the little look that he has where he's looking off screen and then he has this
like,
wide-eyed look.
What the fuck is that like?
And he just like, plays it cool.
They haven't changed a bit, have they?
But like, the whole thing was like, the next one is like the perfect crime.
Yeah.
And like... Like terrible and like Space Patrol, terrible.
Also, then, I like the bit where it's like there was no match for Captain Wacky.
Yeah,
later renamed
Homer.
Yeah.
And that again, like even like Homer looks so old in that like World War III one. He's like, what's the matter? Everybody cold or something? When he looks like he's like in his 50s.
He's got proper like back hair. You know what I mean? Like that proper like bald man who just has side and back. And completely bald at the top. He doesn't have that like cartoonish M. It's
and
just
he's
a whole
too
bunch.
Thin. He's too thin. It makes him look older. You know?
He does seem like you'd swear Homer's like 50 in that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
As
I was
opposed
just like,
to whatever,
whoa,
38.
Like,
That scene where he's like, remember, he's like, time for your Sunday night bath, boy.
See that? I always think when like the animation gets a little bit better.
It does.
Like, you see Bart like with the like can of soda.
Yeah, like it's proper Simpsons animation there. That
it looks like it's like a year before the show started or something.
Yeah,
like, you know
exactly. Yeah, and that was. I remember when I was in, I remember all the way back to, it was either junior or senior infants, and I had a bunch of Simpsons cards, and one of them I always remember, it was just like stills from episode, and I remember one of the cards was Bart looking through, Bart's view through the keyhole.
I had those cards as well.
Did you?
Yeah, they were deadly.
No way, they were deadly. Yeah,
they were fucking deadly. Yeah, I remember I was so mad with the Simpsons when I was a kid.
Yeah.
There was a girl in the same class as me, had these thing called Bart Bites.
Right.
And like, I was like, they were just like little biscuits.
Oh, like, right. In the shape of like, Bart, like.
Yeah, and Marge and Homer. And I was like, she didn't know. I was like, where did you get them? She's like, my mom got them for me. And I begged my mom to go ask her mom where she got them. And like, my mom being the good mom went and did it and all. Like,
brilliant.
But I often think back, I'm like, Jesus, I put that woman through some fucking shite, like. Like
ask just
like how, imagine how embarrassing is that? Like,
imagine
excuse
you
me.
Now. Can I just ask you? My daughter liked the biscuits that your daughter.
Where did you get those biscuits?
Can I just ask you a question?
Fuck off! You are right, man.
You know what I remember from back then? I remember, and I'll put him on blast. I think I've said this on the podcast before. Robbie O'Neill. I remember this was, I think, even possibly junior infants. He took girls. She had like cards. They weren't Simpsons cards, but it just reminded me of it. And I seen him take those cards and put them in my bag. And the girl saw them in my bag and was like, Miss, he's taking my cards. And I remember it was the first time I felt proper injustice. Like, I didn't take the card. And I remember having the thought. I still remember having the thought of like, when we all die and get to heaven, God's going to be able to sort this whole mess out because God's seeing all of it. I remember having the thought. I just have to wait however long that takes.
God's up there smoking a cigar like, what?
No. I missed it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I missed that.
But yeah, so anyway, that's that.
I did like when they go to the break, say.
Yeah.
It's like he goes offside to like smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, like Troy is just like, oh, what the fuck am I doing here?
Like somber sigh.
Yeah, like.
And I never really got the joke where he's like, where Maggie gets scanned and it's like, what does it say? It's like, it's NRA forever. One of the radical right-wing messages you can find in every episode.
And like the fact that like they mention him being like Johnny Reb comics, like Matt Groening, Damnation, and True Murder Stories.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever read like any of his...
No.
Like my parents got me these two books that how he turned his characters. They're called Binky.
Right.
They're like rabbit characters.
Oh yeah.
And I've then he turned them. And I think they say it in this, do they, where it's like where to pay off his gambling debts, he turned his rabbit character. Yeah. This is like they were his original comic strip.
Oh.
I think it was like Binky's Guide to Love and I can't remember the other one. But I mean, I was far too young to understand because they're all satire, like.
Right.
But I enjoyed the pictures, and I was like, "Oh yeah, you know, that's funny looking."
Can
no,
I ask
like,
you?
I knew it was by this. I'd say I was like 8. I knew it was by the guy who did the Simpsons
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but like, I didn't get any of the jokes properly.
It was just nice to see. I remember I used to like have. I'd wait for the funnies in the newspaper, and I would just sit there and read that part and pretend like I'm big.
Who was your favorite?
I was a huge Calvin and Hobbes fan. I had every one of their collections and individual books, and I had a big, like almost leather bound, like 4-volume box, like collector's thing of all their I had about a dozen other books. I was a massive Calvin and Hobbes fan. Did you ever actually read that?
I don't think I ever read any Calvin and Hobbes.
Did you not? Oh, I loved it. It was so good.
I was more of a Hagar the Horrible kind of guy.
More of a Beano man.
Mutt and Jeff. Oh yeah, when it comes to like those kind of comics, Beano, yeah. Dandy had like all. I used to love Asterix.
Never got into Asterix now. Didn't Asterix care for him Obelix. At all.
Oh yeah, Tintin was my jam as well.
No, never.
Why is
never.
That funny? Why is that funny?
I don't know. Look at him, like.
Yeah.
Tintin. I don't know if you're watching this season of Bake Off at all.
Yeah, Faye is. We watch an episode tonight. No spoilers. You got eliminated, but
yeah, please don't. But Tintin is like the man Peter,
the vampire.
Peter,
the vampire. Like he's just like white as.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Gee, oh, I could talk about that show, but that's another day's work.
I tell you, Tony. I doff my cap to him doing this Bake Off podcast because it's such a. It's a four quadrant hit, as they would say, because everybody I know watches The Bake Off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so a great idea.
He knew what he was doing there. He's
clever. See, you got a PS5 today.
What? You just gave it to him, I bet you, did they?
PlayStation gave it to him, yeah. Fuck. Can you believe that?
No, I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
I know. Well, maybe I'll get to play it sometime.
Yeah, sure.
I already got my trip to Anfield, so I'm pretty happy. But anyway, what else we got? The when Troy McClure is answering the letters and he's like, he gets the first question from the professor. It's like, I think Homer gets stupider every year. That's not a question, professor.
I found myself laughing. Like, obviously, you get a clip there, and then it was like, where is it here? I have to get it right. It was like Ambassador Henry Mbabwe Tumbwa.
And I love the fact that it's like this is a good way to frame clips where it's just like, you know, what's the deal with Smithers? Like, you know what I mean. And then they just play a bunch of like clips of Smithers being in love with Mr. Burns.
Yeah, that one was Dr. Linus Irving of Sloan Kettering Memorial Hospital.
Brilliant.
And then so we went straight to the source. Like, get out of my office.
Yeah, I always like that. That line always sticks with me.
Henry Mbata Tumbwa of the Ivory Coast. What's the real deal with Mr. Burns' assistant? You know what I'm talking about.
And I like, but it's so graphic how low down the sash is slung across Mr. Burns when he pops out of that cake. It's like, ugh, you can see his proper, like, I don't know.
Like, it points out how, like, good they are at doing things. Just those Smithers clips alone, even it's like, I had that dream again last night.
Yeah.
And, like, the music, and he's like,
That was originally cut, I think, because the Smithers' knee in the bed, Fox censors thought that was a boner, and asked for it to be removed.
I did like the response. Was like, as you can see, the real deal with Waylon Smithers is that he's Mr. Burns' assistant. He's in his early 40s, he's unmarried, and he currently resides in Springfield. Thanks for writing. We'll be right back.
Doesn't answer it, like.
Yeah, at all.
And I liked it when he's saying, he's like, you're probably saying, Troy, you can't show me anything new.
You got some attitude.
You've got some attitude, mister. He's like, besides, you're wrong.
I did like as well, I won myself a pound on this back in the day.
Oh.
Where it was like, which popular Simpsons characters have died in the past year? And I remember being in my house with friend of the show, Brian Arnold, and he was like, it's Marvin Monroe and Bleeding Gums Murphy. And I was like, I bet you a pound that's wrong. And he was so confident. Because I'd already seen the episode already. And he's like, if you said that, you were wrong. They were never popular. Like,
did he give you the pound?
He sure did. And I took it.
Man of his word.
No, he'd fucking want to be, wouldn't he? Like,
if we don't have our word, what do we have?
I was watching this and I paused it at the worst possible time to go, I think I was like picking up Bonnie or something, but it was just like that picture of Krusty with the book Sex on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like on the TV when we came back in. Like,
There's something about the line when they're going through all the sort of deleted scenes and the ones that were never aired. And something about when the James Bond scene, it's just the bad guy where it's like, what a pity, Mr. Bond.
Mr. Bond. As he's getting carried away. I fucking loved it. Like, he's like, well, even like, he's like, what's this card? Rules for draw and stud poker. And he's like,
I don't know.
He's like, at least tell me our plan for world domination. It's like, I'm not going to fall for that one again.
Yeah.
But that line, really, what a pity, Mr. Bond.
It's just accepted. That's that. Yeah. What a pity. And then when he's in the scene, like, I can see why they took the scene with his mother out, Homer's mother, where he's eating all the candy and all. But I felt like it would have been nice to have had another scene of them together in that episode, because it seemed like their actual one-on-one time was fairly limited in the actual episode.
Actually, thinking about
it. I felt like they probably could have cut something else out and put that in. But,
Even the Lionel Hutz one actually didn't land for me.
Which one?
You know, the Treehouse of Horror.
Oh.
That's
okay.
The box is empty.
Yeah. I thought that was in the episode, strangely.
It might have been.
Maybe I'm just remembering it from this. I don't know.
This.
But one I remember.
The thing isn't in it. The car. The Formula One car isn't in the episode. Definitely.
Oh, right.
When Bart wants the Formula One car.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah. But there was a scene in that episode where they show in this where they use Homer's head like a bowling ball. And I always remember, I think we talked about it already, but that was in the ad on Sky One for the upcoming episode. I remember thinking like, ooh, and I never saw that. And I was like, did I miss it? Like, did I look away? Yeah. And they never actually it was in the ad.
Definitely had too much time on my hands as a kid being trying to be like,
yeah,
why isn't it there? Or like, you know, what could be the possible reason?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I never liked it as when I was younger, but I thought it was really funny this time around. The Apu scene.
Apu living with the Simpsons.
But just it happened. But like, they're watching the movie, and like, I don't know why, I just started pissing myself when it was like, it made every critic's top 400 list. And then it was like, it was like, la 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 la, I'm in love with lonely Johnny.
And then Homer's almost like bordering on the racist here. Where he's like closer.
Look how funny they look.
Yeah. And just before that, where like Troy McClure is like asleep on the couch and he gets poked with a stick and he's right up. If that's what they took out.
The fact that like he has a projector beside him and like it's just playing.
Like in what context is he now asleep in real life on that couch when he's supposed to be performing?
The other one is the Burns' heir.
Now I can see why they took this out. This would have looked very out of place in the original.
I don't know,
episode.
But I just think it's really funny though as well. Like the scene, they were saying, like Terminator, like like it's Smithers. Gonna blow.
Yeah, it's Smithers. Like, I'll take him out, sir, with the shotgun.
Come on, big boy, shake that butter off those buns, and then just like the little speaker.
Like it would have been very out of place, but it was very well animated, I have to say. And then when they went through all the different Who Shot Mr. Burns endings and all, one thing, and Kerry actually said it when we were watching it, she's like, why is Maggie alone in the car in all these scenes?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's like, true. Oh, Marge has just gone off to, I don't know.
In the episode, it was like Marge,
she went to look for
she went
Homer
to look for somebody but left Maggie in the car. Yeah.
Like, proper left.
Lock her up.
So.
Bad
parent.
Like, I did like where it was like, with Troy, and it was like, all of America was trying to solve the mystery of who shot Mr. Burns. Then they found out it was the baby.
Speaking of claim to fame, Terry, as we discussed.
Shut it up.
I was the only one that
shut
knew.
Shut it up. You didn't. So, like, don't.
Terry, you're not taking this away from me. No one's taking it away from me. I knew it was Maggie. I said it was Maggie all summer.
A rambling
I'm
man.
Telling you. Why would I stick to this?
Anyway, I did like how it was just like Apu or, you know, Santa's little helper. Yeah. Like that are just shooting him.
And there's something funny about the fact that
like Mr. Burns is constantly Tito Puente, like, Barney. Yeah.
But Mr. Burns all the time is just like
yeah, that same soundbite.
And I love the fact that when it is Smithers, they like Drunk I don't know who lemur. I don't know who would have bought that, where it's like, then you pointed to W and S, Waylon Smithers. Like, no response from Burns at all.
Yeah.
Like, the other one is way more believable.
I think, but there's some of the lines here at Smithers' kill. It's like, that's right. Right before I shot Jasper. I was busy that night.
And then, I suppose, like the last note that I have is just, I love Troy McClure's little monologue at the end where he's like, like, who knows what they'll get up to between now and the time the show becomes unprofitable.
That was the thing that was most resonant for me as well. That, like, even though the show at Fox was not profitable,
yeah,
the brand itself now is enough for Disney to be like, no, no, we're still going to keep making this show. It's our cornerstone of our Disney Plus. Yeah. Like, we're going to start making content on Disney Plus exclusively. Like, all this stuff that, like, it's never, ever going to become unprofitable.
Yeah. It may be unpopular, but it's not going to be unprofitable.
Yeah, like, one way or another. Like, you could have said, if they'd ended the show after 10 seasons, you'd be like, this is, like, one of the... It's crystallized as one of the best TV shows of all time.
Yeah.
Whereas now, you're, like, the first... Or they have a good run of, like, 7 or 8 seasons that you can hold up to the highest standard.
Yeah.
And then it fucking drops off a cliff.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, people do say that the newer episodes are pretty good, but it's not
they're
the same.
Liars.
It's not the
absolute liars.
It's not the same league.
They're kidding themselves. And then it ends with shake, shake, shake.
Hardcore nudity, it didn't land for me as an adult, but I remember at the time as a kid thinking that was hilarious. Yeah. But you know, it's a kid's show too, so you gotta give something for the kids. But that's it.
Gotta give them that hardcore nudity. So shall we get into ratings?
Please.
We want you to tell us what you think and be honest, because no one from the show is here spying on you.
Let me ask you something, Mr. I wasn't ready for Scientist. That. What did you think of the episode?
I liked it. I actually kind of forgot in a way that it was a clip show. I kind of just thought of it as like a Troy McClure episode. And it was only when they started showing clips, I was like, oh yeah, like this is technically a clip show. But it doesn't feel like a clip show. It feels like a special. You know, it's got deleted scenes. It's got, you know, little in-jokes and all that sort of stuff. So I liked it. It kind of ticked along nicely. It wasn't, you know, it's only going to reach a certain level being a clip show. But yeah, I liked it. that's it. I liked it.
In terms of, like we both said, it is the best clip show they've done so far, because the framing device is the cleverest one they've used so far.
Yeah.
It's the most entertaining because it is just Troy McClure, and
it's definitely one of his best episodes.
Yeah, and like it's... The new material in between the clips is so good. Like, there's so much to enjoy. What I would say to you is there's not a lot of meat on the bone, but that meat is a prime cut.
Nice.
Like, it really
nice
is.
Nice analogy.
Yeah, it's just... I don't know, I'm smiling and I'm laughing every time I'm seeing him in between things. Like, you know... And then even, the idea of the, deleted scenes and stuff, I got a lot more enjoyment out of those. Because they were fresh.
There's just something, yeah, exactly. And there's something about Troy McClure just talking about The Simpsons. That's just the novelty aspect is just very. I just enjoy it. I'll give my MVP to Troy McClure. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, of course.
What else? Now, can I push you for a rating, please, Terry?
I'm gonna go with an 8.7. 6.
8.6, eh? Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay. Terry, I'm going to give...
I thoroughly enjoyed it, even though it was not groundbreaking, but, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. There wasn't any point to me that I was like, don't like that. You know, even watching the clips. The clips they used in this episode, like Homer as the Flintstones, I always get enjoyment out of that. Like, even Homer, like when they're saying how stupid Homer is, the like, hello, my name is Mr. Burns. Like, that brought a smile to my face because I hadn't seen it in so long.
That's the thing. The clips they used were good, and the clips sort of complemented the tone of what Troy McClure was talking about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and even the like the Tracy Ullman clips, there was something different. There was interesting, at least, like, you know?
And there's something about the fact that Troy McClure actually says, like, is clearly put out by how odd they look, that it makes you sort of enjoy it more because he's there with you, you know what I mean?
Thinking, exactly. Like, what the hell? Like, they haven't changed it. Like, just the look on his face before he says that. Like,
nothing funnier than a Troy McClure wide-eyed look to camera. Yeah.
Huh? That's, you know, pretty much it.
That's all I got.
What was your rating? What was your rating?
8.3, I'd say.
Okay, that's...
decent.
I mean, that's what it is. It's a down the middle...
Yeah.
It's a little treat.
A little palate cleanser, you might say. Yeah.
we get our plugs in.
Please, Terry. Well, they can find us. Good question. They can find us on Instagram and Twitter. Put it in H Podcast. There's a link to everything we do on our Instagram bio. Thank you very much for all our new listeners. Hopefully we haven't lost you already. And you can find everything we do on that link. Or you can email us. Oh, we have an email, actually.
Hello. I think we're the only fucking podcast that does the emails dead last. literally, our last section.
Well, the people who wrote us the email will stick around until the end. It's from new patron, Chris Horrocks.
Hello, Chris.
Hello. Ahoy, hoy. In the itchy and scratchy CD-ROM, is there a way to get out of the dungeon without using the wizard key? And don't say it'll never happen because we all remember what's her name. Click, click. Bye-bye, everybody. That's not a question, Chris.
Chris, I want you to be serious with me here, okay? Like, I appreciate the gag, don't get me wrong. I'd love a real question from you, though, next time, all right?
Yeah.
Let's talk turkey next episode. Send me in something like a really sink my teeth into, okay?
Yeah, please do. We look forward to hearing that. And from anyone else. Look, Chris, I don't know.
I do. I kind of wish Cantwell. I kind of wish you had read that in the database voice.
With the what? Oh.
And the itchy and scratchy CD-ROM.
Like the whole email. Bye bye, everybody. It's me doing database as Dr. Nick Riviera. Terry, where else can they find us?
No, Nick Riviera, it was crusty.
Bye bye, everybody, is how we ended.
No, but then the bit before was like, and don't say it'll never happen because we all remember what's her face. click.
Is that one?
He threw three deep cuts in there in once. You know what, Chris? Yeah. You don't even need to send another email. I've done a complete 180 on it. That was brilliant.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
Terry,
they can find us on Patreon and answer your question. Yeah.
Thank you. If you will answer my question.
Over
Thank
on you. Patreon there, where all the good stuff is happening behind the paywall. And to get behind that paywall, without the wizard key, you just got to deposit $5 dues per month into our PayPal account.
No questions asked.
And you get our sister podcast, What's So Great, where we're dropping two episodes of that per month. At the moment, we'll take a topic. And at the moment, the topic is the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Andy's asking what's so great about it, and I'm telling them what's so great about it. We're coming to the home stretch. Avengers Infinity War will be hitting the pike soon. Yeah. We've also, every other week, we do a random sort of, you know, podcast on music, or, you know, we've done one on the Royal Rumble, we've done one on The Last Dance, We've done one on, we're doing one on, we're designing our own fire festival.
It should yes. be interesting. I've done to say no the work least. For it so far, but
yeah, I mean, that's
going to be great.
We've got loads of time.
So essentially, you get four new episodes a month from us.
Yeah,
for that.
And if and you know, if you're a patron and you have an idea, shoot it our way, and we'll you know warble on. It's a lot. It's like jazz, free flow.
Yeah. If you're not a patron, though, we don't want to hear from you. I'm just kidding.
I want to hear from you because winter is coming, and I need. I'm like content. A squirrel. I'm like a squirrel. Okay. And I need me nuts for winter. But instead of nuts, I need 5-star ratings. So I need you to give me my 5-star ratings.
Terry's
you
been...
You don't know how hard it is coming up with a different one of these fucking analogies every week, Cantwell, for my 5-star ratings, okay?
Terry's been out spending his stars like it's nobody's business, and now winter has come, and
I mean, how do you think we're getting to, how do you think we're getting to, like, number 8 in the charts? I'm giving those stars away. So we get to that, okay? So we need more, though.
Keep
we need
doing
more.
It. We need it.
Yeah.
Yes, please do give us a good rating and review. Do something, you know.
Write a review, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's free. This is all free.
Terry, I am so out of gas. I am concerned for the quality of the next episode. I feel like I should wrap this up now before
damage
I just...
the pod to hear it.
Yeah.
It's not like we've got to record another hour after this.
The worst I'm getting, I can't believe we have to do another one after this. But listen, I'm letting everyone okay. behind the I can't even say it. Fucking goodbye.
It's not Phil Hartman anymore.
Nah, it's a, name strikes me as kind of bland. I think I'm going to change it to my Simpsons name, Troy McClure.
Troy McClure. You may know me from such motion pictures as Hitler Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
Ah. And sorry, wrong closet. I also did some educational films. Lead paint, delicious but deadly.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
Did you see Locker Room Towel Fight, The Blinding of Larry Driscoll? Call that thing off, man. Yeah.